Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and welcome back to the First Fruits of Our Prayer and Praise Conference, where we're talking about the Holy Ghost. Join us.
Acts 19 and 2, Paul was at Ephesus. He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said, "We haven't even heard that there'd be a Holy Ghost." He said, "Well, whose name were you baptized in?" They said, "Of John." He baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ, and then laid hands on them after he taught them about the Holy Ghost, and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost," and they began to speak in unknown tongues. Yeah. Let me deal with that for a moment. What are those unknown tongues? Well, the disciples received it when they were in that upper room tarrying for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they received those unknown tongues. And let me tell you something. Be careful how you want to take part of the teachings of the Holy Ghost and don't want to take them all. Tongues are real, whether you can comprehend them or not. They are real. Oh, my God, they certainly are real. They come as a sign that you have received the Holy Ghost. They come as a sign. Yeah. Let me show you what happened to the disciples. In Acts 2 and 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." And then it says in verse 3, I believe, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them." Oh, my God. And then it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." It says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. "And they began to speak with other tongues." Now, if you really want to live for the Lord, don't try to placate that about receiving the tongues. Don't be afraid of it. A lot of people will try to make you scared of the tongues. But let me solidify it with the scripture. 1 Corinthians 12 and 4 tells us, "Now there are diversities of gifts." Get ready for the tongue, which the tongues are a spiritual gift, "but the same Spirit." Fifth verse of 1 Corinthians 12 and 5, "And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Spirit," same Lord. Verse 6, "And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh in all." Now, it goes on down. Let me get on down here. Verse 10, you can read the rest of it for yourself. This is 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I'm down here now at verse 10. "To another, the working of miracles." Let me go back. That's so good right there. Let me get that. And verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." Verse 9, "To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit." I proclaim to have that. And then, "To another the working of miracles." I proclaim to have that. "To another prophecy." I proclaim to have that. "To another, discerning of spirits," that too, "and to another, diversities, kinds of tongues," that too, "to another, the interpretation of tongues," that too. See, tongues are in the Word of God. Don't try to explain them away. But it says in verse 11, "But all these worketh the one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Oh, my God. So the tongues are substantiated by the Holy Ghost. Now, let me tell you something. This is giving you, you might say, some critical wisdom here. If you don't know and don't understand about the Holy Ghost and don't understand about tongues and all that, don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Please don't. I'm warning you. This is a godly warning to you. Do not make fun of the Holy Ghost. I want to give you some scripture for it. Matthew 12:31. I'm trying to save your life. Matthew 12:31. If you don't understand it, don't make fun of the saints. Don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Don't make fun of tongues. Matthew 12:31 says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." I'm reading right here in Matthew 12:31. Now, here's Matthew 12:32. "And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." You don't know about the Holy Ghost. You don't understand. Until you really understand it, don't make fun of it. Don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Don't make fun of the saints of God. Just leave it alone. If you don't understand, leave it alone until you come into the knowledge of who the Holy Ghost is, because he'll be the best friend you've ever had in your life and do more for you than you've ever had done in your life. Now, when you get saved and give your heart to Jesus, when you make up in your mind that you want to live for the Lord, then you get saved. Then you follow the Lord in baptism, and then you make up in your mind that you want to get right and be sanctified and get all that mess out of your life and live for the Lord. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then when you decide you want the Holy Ghost and you seek the Holy Ghost, and you clean your life up and you seek the Holy Ghost. Mother Turpentine used to say you couldn't keep the Holy Ghost off you with a Colt 45. He is real, and he will come upon you. But you've got to, here's some other things about the Holy Ghost as I close here. You've got to want him more than anything in the whole wide world. You've got to want the Holy Ghost. And then don't try to control him. Surrender to him and let him control you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He will come in if you desire him to come in. Get alone after we get off the line today and get by yourself and ask God for the Holy Ghost. If you've gotten saved and you've gotten your life all together, all that mess, all them drugs, all the crime, violence, everything you can name, nasty attitudes, everything else, ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He will.
He will.
Somebody say, "Well, I've never been received the Holy Ghost. I've been saved 35 years. Well, anybody come up to your door and knock? And you look out there and see it and say you don't want to come in, you want them to come in, you don't open the door, they don't come in. The Holy Ghost has been knocking, been trying to get in there, trying to get you to let him in. If you've been saved and you've been listening to other teachings and they got you thinking, well, you got everything you need. No, they're another level. You can receive the Holy Ghost and you can receive refillings, according to Titus. You can receive refillings of the Holy Ghost. I believe that's Titus 3:5. Yeah, you can receive renewals of the Holy Ghost. So seek him. And people have been saved for 30 years, but they get renewed in the Holy Ghost. It's like they just got the Holy Ghost. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Seek him for yourself. Seek him with all your heart. Feel me, Lord. Feel me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm from your heart. Thank you, Jesus, and he will fill you. God bless you. I'm going to have about 4 praise reports today. Amen. One of our assistants, if y'all want to get those praise reports, jump in there right now. Otherwise, I'm going to stay in here. Anybody?
Good morning. God bless you. God bless everyone on the prayer line. Thank you for that word on the Holy Ghost, Dr. Johnson. We appreciate the word of God every morning. Praise God. That's our first fruit. And we're just opening up right now for a praise report. And my praise report is I am praising God for his blessings, for waking us up, for bringing us once again to the prayer line, and keeping us with the mind stayed on him, and how the Lord is teaching us how to keep ourselves pure so that the Holy Ghost will continue to dwell in our temples every day, and we can be used of the Lord. So God bless you. Does anyone have a praise report this morning? Jump in there. Praise God. Praise report, saints. Give God the glory. Give him the praise. Anyone have
good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Bless you. Go ahead.
I'm so thankful to hear line unmuted. This is Charlotte Gray, 816.
All right.
I got a call yesterday for a job with Sprint. So I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking God for these teachings. I'm thanking God for the lessons on the Holy Ghost. God, refill me with the Holy Ghost, God. Refill me, Lord. So my praise report today is being encouraging anybody else to stay before the Lord. I am thanking you, God, for everything that you're doing in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for the call, and we hope everything works out for the good. God bless you. Bless you, bless you. Anyone else with the praise report this morning?
Thank God. Good morning to the prayer line. This is Mother Diggity. I always have a praise report. I thank God for all of his goodness to me, how he supplies all of my needs. I thank him how he blessed my daughter with an aneurysm and how he blessed her to be back on her feet and how she's able to go to church. We went to our missions meeting last night, and I tell you, it's just amazing what God is doing. I just thank the Lord for how he didn't let my son and daughter both get sick at the same time. God is an awesome God. I thank the Lord for being able to hear the teaching this morning on the Holy Ghost. I want to say yesterday I had something to do. I had to miss some of it. But today I turned things around so I would be able to hear. And I just thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson. I thank the Lord for you, praying for you, whatever it is, God. I want God to take us all through it. God is able. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Yes, he is. And God is able to keep your daughter safe and keep your son. Amen. God bless you. Someone else with the praise report this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Elaine Castile, Minneapolis, 612. I thank God for his goodness and his love that smiled upon me this morning and allowed me to breathe air and to walk on my own. I thank God for how he has saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for this prayer line and Dr. Johnson and all of the staff members and his mother, Mother Adley Johnson, and his wife, First Lady Betty. I thank God for it because miracles have been performed in my life, things that I didn't even think could happen in finances, in my body, in my family. I do thank and praise him because he is the head of my life, and I thank him and thank him and thank him 1,000 times. He is great and greatly to be praised. So God bless you all today, and may a miracle happen for you today. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. We might be able to take one more if you want to jump in there real briefly. God bless you. Anyone else? We don't want to leave you out. Give a
thank
shout
the
out
to
the
morning.
Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for just waking me up this morning in my right mind. I just thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord saved me of cancer, and I'm just so glad about it. I just thank the Lord for him. And I ask that you, I'm a first-time caller, and I just ask you all to just keep blessing me, keep praying for me.
God bless you. Who were you invited by?
Sister Selma.
God bless you, and can you give us your name and the state you're in?
Sure. My name is Gwen Sykes, and I live in Missouri.
God bless you, Sister Gwen. Amen. Thank you so much for jumping in there. Do we have any other first-time callers on the line that would like to give God a shout-out? Amen. If you're there, you might speak out at this time.
Yeah, my name is
Praise
William.
Praise God, and we thank God. Pardon me?
My name is William.
William. God bless you, William.
Hi.
Who were you invited by?
Mother Britt. That's my mother.
Amen. Bless you. She's been praying for you.
Yes. She's
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Brother William.
Let him take
Amen. Glad to have you. Invite one of your friends now that you're here, able to hear the word of God and able to receive all the prayers and the blessings. Invite one of your friends that you know that might need some help from above. Praise God. It's what it's about. Each one, reach one. So reach out to some of your friends. Anyone else that's new on the line want to give a shout-out? Go ahead.
Mother Johnson want Brother Williams to testify.
Amen. go ahead. Give us your testimony, Brother Williams.
Well, I'm just recently getting back in touch with God, and He's working in my life. I went through a lot, and my mother taught me the way to go, and now I'm returning to the ways of my youth, and I just want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And
let me jump in here for a moment. Let me ask you, my brother, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Have you ever been saved?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. When were you saved?
I was around, I'll say, 11 years old.
All right. Have you ever rededicated your life since then?
Yes, I have.
And when was that?
This was in October 13th.
This year? Last year, I'm sorry. Last year?
Last year. Yes, sir.
All right, God bless you. Gave you the teachings on the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like you want to rededicate your life today afresh or not? If you do, I would like to lead you in a word of prayer.
Yes, I would.
Okay. And let me tell you, that's so very important because between October last year and now, I'm sure perhaps you need to come to God and just renew your vow unto Him, and you'll be aligned to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Get rid of all things that are in your life, as I taught a moment ago. Follow me out loud, and anybody else who wants to follow me out loud in this prayer of repentance, this prayer of repentance, would you do so, whoever you are? Are you ready, my brother? Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's follow. Let's go. Heavenly Father, thank you for sparing my life.
Heavenly Father, thank you for sparing my life.
See this day. I want to hear you talk, just pray a little louder. Lord Jesus, I believe in you.
Lord Jesus, I believe in you.
I believe that you went to the cross and died for me. You were buried for me. You rose from the dead for me. Jesus, I open my heart to you. And I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer.
Thank you,
Lord, for coming into my heart.
Thank you, Lord, for coming into
my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I want to just ask Brother William, did you pray that prayer, Brother William?
Yes,
I did. Amen. Rededicate your life. Amen. Now, I want you to start asking the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And when you get off the phone today, I want you to get to your prayer closet or get alone and talk to the Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I lift my hand to thee. No other help I know. I ask that you anoint my hand right now, oh God, the power of God. And even before I ask you, Lord, may I take this time and ask Mother Britt. Mother Britt, lift your hand also, please. Lift your hand.
Yes, sir.
Father, as we in the spirit realm come to you and ask you to anoint these hands as you did Paul, as Paul laid his hands on those people who believed, he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost fell on those there at Ephesus. And they received the Holy Ghost, Father, even with tongues. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that as I lift my hand in the spirit realm and Mother Britt lifts her hand, that when she sees her son, if he's there now, that she will lay hands on her boy. And ask the Holy Ghost to fill him and receive ye the Holy Ghost. But in the spirit realm right now, William, I lay hands on your forehead. Yeah. And in the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
What I want to do,
thank you, Jesus.
After you get off the prayer line, or even right now, you can go and get alone and begin to thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you.
And ask God to give you the total feeling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Make up your decide in your mind that you don't want to do anything that's not like the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
That you want to give him your total life. Amen. And the Lord, many times when people get the Holy Ghost, he'll give them a ministry that goes along with it. And whatever the Lord says to you, don't fight him. Don't fight him.
Yes.
Decide that whatever his will is for your life, you want that for your life. Okay? May God bless you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Let's get a couple
God
more.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that prayer. Thank God for that soul that came to Christ. And we know that Mother Brett has put her children on the prayer line for some time, and thank God for allowing her to see the results of her prayers come to the fullness of Christ. Praise God. And we will continue to pray for William. She had placed him on there Tuesday night on the youth prayer line, which she will do every prayer line. Praise God. So now God is paying off for all that dedication, all of her faithfulness. God is paying off. And we just ask that God continue to bless our families as we continue to be faithful in him.
Yes.
Is there anyone else? We don't want to leave you out. We have one more minute that we can give you time to just jump in there. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. Praise God. It's always time for salvation. Anyone else that's new on the line would like to jump in there and say a shout for the Lord? Praise God. We thank God for you, William and Gwen. And don't forget, call every morning the same time. We will also be on the youth prayer line tonight. You can also join us there. If you have children, please bring them to the youth prayer line. And we had a 10-year-old that brought a message at his church Sunday that's on the prayer line. 10-year-old Elijah that's always on the prayer line. He opens up and prays, and we just thank God for it. Amen. So we are thanking God for all the praise reports that have gone before the throne of grace. And I know the heaven is rejoicing over the soul that has returned unto him. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back into your hands.
God bless you. I will take time. If there's anybody else who wants to give a praise report, we can have one more. Do you have a praise report? If so, jump in there and give it right now. Anyone? Otherwise,
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Mother Harrison, and then in Annapolis, Indiana. How is everybody today?
Everybody's well.
Great. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We still links together. Well, I just want to give you my quick praise report. I went to the store last night, and I had two cards. I had a personal and I had a food stamp card. So I said, well, let me swipe the food stamp card first because I didn't know what I had on there. Well, swipe it, then nothing. So I did my personal, and I swipe it, didn't have nothing. I said, okay. I said, wait on the young man behind me, and let me run out to the car and get some more money and come back. So I did. I went out to the car, and I came back in there. And the young man what was behind me, you know that man paid for my food?
Thank you.
Now, that was a blessing. I said, Lord, I thank you. I know there wasn't nobody but the faithful God on me last night.
Yes.
Beautiful, Mother. Beautiful.
Now, that's what he did. And he just went on out the door. And it was $14, I think $14.95 or something. But he paid for it.
Jesus. That is a praise report. And we thank God for you, Mother. That's Mother Johnson from the
Yes, he said for Mother.
God bless you. Bless you.
Yeah. All right. I've got time today for about a couple of emergency prayers. If you've got an emergency, we want to hear about it. in just a moment. I do want to remind you that tonight is Thursday night, and we do have the youth prayer line on tonight. Sister Gina is our host, and it's been such a tremendous blessing. So join us tonight at 7 p.m. dial the same number. Also, I want you to remember that we're proclaiming that blessings like you've never seen are going to come in 2014. Some of y'all have gotten those blessings, but you haven't even acknowledged it on the prayer line where it was prophesied upon you. I want you to remember and make known his deeds among the people in the name of Jesus. I want to remind you about the blog line that we've been teaching on the Holy Ghost. It's a blog line on every night at 9 p.m. This will accommodate the people in California where it's 2 hours earlier right now. When we're on at 6, they're on it. They have to be on at 4. But the block line, you can get us at 9 p.m., which is 7 p.m. in California time, and 8 p.m. in Colorado time, et cetera. Dial, for that line, you dial 646-595-2035. That's all you need to dial, 646-595-2035. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You have that emergency? If you have an emergency, let me hear about it now. We want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody have something really, really pressing? We want to pray for you. The line is open to you.
Sister Lawson in Colorado?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm having some problems. I don't know what they're all about. I went to a class last night, got sick in the class. They had to stop the class to take care of me, and I had to have someone follow me home. I'm going to the doctor today.
Permeate here.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Lash in on your eyes and say in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Deliverance. Jesus.
Oh,
my eyes feel better. Mr. Lawson. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I don't have that pain around my head, right side. And my eyes feel better.
Thank you, Lord.
Meaning that your eyes.
Tightness is gone.
Yeah. Just say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right. I want you to get along. When you get off the phone, get along with the Lord and just begin to thank him. If you can, 15 minutes to thank him 1,000 times.
Yes,
thank him
you.
For healing you, thank him for saving you, thank him for all things. Just simple things. Thank him for the joy. Thank him for peace in your mind.
Yes.
Thank him for healing your body. Just keep thanking him for several things. And and then let's see what the Lord does. It's not me. That's a disclaimer for me. It's not me. It's the Lord. See what he does for you. God bless you. You got time for anybody else who wants to give a prayer request? Anyone else? All right. God bless all of you on the prayer line. The Lord bless you and keep you. It's a wonderful day. My prayer for you is that you might have a wonderful day, that God might do something for you. Keep me in your prayers. Amen. If you would, please, keep me in your prayers. Thank you all who fasted for me those 3 days. Oh, thank you so much. I fasted myself. God bless. And I do feel better, much better. Got the victory. Thank all of you so much. God bless you. May you have a wonderful day, and may something awesome happen to you this day. Something awesome happen to you this day. The Lord bless you and keep you. Just remember that whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. I got a feeling. Everything going to be all right. Going to be all right. We're hearing you back on the prayer line tonight at 7, and the prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Join me on the block tonight. Amen. 9 p.m. Central Time. Amen. God bless you. A lot of people coming from California. Amen. All over the world on the block. God bless you. We'll be all right. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right.
Child all by yourself, but don't worry, it's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.